price of 250,000 kwacha. Saliroku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Government concerned surge in internet access among children exacerbating child sexual abuse and exploitation. CSOs call for immediate withdrawal of lands and deeds registry amendment bill. In global news, WHO condemns Israeli attacks on facilities in Gaza. A very warm welcome to you. My name is Constance Mwezinamwinga. This is the Phoenix FM main news at 13 hours. Government has expressed deep concern over the increasing cases of child sexual abuse and exploitation, both locally and across the SADC region. Speaking during a regional validation workshop on policy influencing strategy aimed at preventing child sexual abuse and exploitation in Lusaka today, Ministry of Community Development Gender-Based Violence GBV Officer Kelvin Mijolo has described the issue as a serious violation of children's rights. Mr. Mijolo says child sexual abuse and exploitation continue to harm not only the physical health of children, but also their psychological well-being, noting that the problem has been exacerbated by rising internet access, with up to 175,000 children reportedly going online for the first time each day, increasing their exposure to online predators and harmful content. He has stressed the urgent need to strengthen both regional and national laws and policies to protect children from such vices.
It is estimated that up to 175,000 children go online for the first time every day. Child sexual exploitation and abuse remain one among the numerous negative vices that is not only a child rights violation, but also continues to affect children's physical, mental, and psychosocial well-being, and in the most tragic incidents, continues to crush children's lives and deny them their right to life. Child sexual abuse and exploitation has far-reaching consequences for children, contributing to poor mental health and psychosocial outcomes that is not addressed, spread into adulthood and affects both social and physical health.
Meanwhile, Regional Psychosocial Support Initiative, REPSI, Country Director Miriam Winger highlighted poverty and technology as key drivers behind the growing problem. She has further explained that increased access to explicit online content, particularly among unsupervised children, has made them more prone to exploitation.
There are a number of factors. Some of the factors have to do with the harsh economic situation that we find ourselves in, especially last year when we had the drought, and you know how most households did not have sufficient food, for example. As a result, you find that in order to cushion the burden at home, the parents tend to literally send out the girl child, for instance, to go and find ways and means of raising income for the household.
A consortium of 11 civil society organizations working on governance and the rule of law is calling on government to immediately withdraw the Lands and Deeds Registry Amendment Bill No. 13 of 2025. Consortium chairperson Isaac Mwanza says this is because the proposed amendment threatens to fundamentally undermine the security of land tenure in Zambia by shifting critical judicial responsibilities to politically vulnerable civil servants. Mr. Mwanza says of specific concern is the proposed provision to grant the Chief Registrar of Lands, who is a civil servant, the discretionary power to cancel certificates of title, arguing that this is a departure from the current legal framework where such decisions lie with the judiciary, an independent and constitutionally protected arm of government. He explains that allowing an appointed official to unilaterally revoke a certificate of title will weaken the judiciary, encourage political interference, and introduce anarchy into land tenure administration. Mr. Mwanza is of the view that this change risks sending a chilling message to investors, especially that investors place confidence in countries where land tenure is secure and protected by the rule of law. The consortium has since urged members of parliament to rise to the occasion, as passing this bill without due consideration will not only mark another failure, but will also expose even those in the executive and legislature to the very abuse of power this law would permit.
Testimonies from a former commissioner of lands and who is also a former judge of the High Court. In the High Court, they've laid bare the extent to which political cadres have dictated decisions to civil servants in past administration. It is therefore alarming that the proposed amendment would legally empower civil servants with the unilateral authority to cancel land ownership documents, a power ripe for abuse. Now, if the previous governments had amended the law to allow such excessive powers, there is no doubt that political cadres at that time, whether PF or MMD, would have used it to strip land from the then opposition leaders, including the now President Hakainde Hichilema, who himself owns significant tracts of land. But those governments did not. We therefore find it unjustifiable and dangerous that this administration is now proposing to do so.
Residents of Lusaka's garden compound are faced with a water crisis due to the removal of water pipes during ongoing roadworks along Fred Joe Road. This came to light during a tour of the Fred Joe Road by local government and rural development minister Gif Sialuvalo, which is among various roads currently being worked on this morning. The residents are worried that the water shortage could lead to cholera outbreaks and other waterborne diseases. And responding to the concerns raised by the residents, local government and rural development minister Gif Sialuvalo has assured the residents that the situation will be rectified in the shortest possible time and proposed the short-term solution of taking water bowsers to the area. Mimbula Minerals Limited has dismissed as false and misleading claims that compensation payments are ready for collection following the acid spill incident that occurred along the Chambanya stream in January this year. This clarification follows a live phone-in program aired on a Chingola-based radio station on Sunday, where a caller alleged that affected farmers could begin collecting compensation from the district commissioner's office. But Mimbula Mineral Resources Public Relations and Corporate Affairs Officer Ian Chomba says no compensation has been paid or released, and that discussions with relevant insurance service providers are still ongoing, with the entire process under review. Mr. Chomba has emphasized that the matter remains active before the courts of law and warned that unofficial or premature statements risk interfering with legal proceedings. He has accused stakeholders that once the compensation, he has assured stakeholders rather, that once the compensation process is concluded and funds are available for disbursement, official communication will be made through recognized channels, including the Office of the District Commissioner, the Mayor's Office, and traditional or local leadership.
Discussions between Mimbula Minerals Limited and the relevant insurance service providers are still ongoing, and this should be noted highly. And the compensation process remains under review. The matter is being handled with due diligence and consultation with the Chingola District Administration and other stakeholders in the district and surrounding communities. You may also wish to know that this matter is also active, very active in court, and as such, any premature or unofficial statements may interfere with the legal process.
In global news, the World Health Organization, WHO, says Israel's ground offensive